Day 130. Sorry, not sorry, but I'm just going to go with the whole series thing for a little bit. This week is going to be music themed, sort of. As I continue to spend a good deal of time feeling contemplative about the state of the world and my life, more so than usual, music has become something of a focal point for me again. But I'm going to do something a little different, or a lot different, and also a little scary, or a lot. Let me start over, kind of. I wrote a book. Yes, you heard me right. A whole book. Some of you might know this already, some of you might be thinking that I'm batshit crazy, and some of you might be rolling your eyes. Another aspiring author? Bitch, please. There might actually even be a small circle of you that wants to know more. Who knows? I don't know what's pushing me to be brave and share. Maybe it's witnessing all the women supporting women posts floating around social media in the last day or so. I love seeing shit like that. Of course, every time I see it, I pray that it's more than just a hashtag or a passing trend. I want it to be more lasting, permanent, impactful. I want to see a women's movement that stands the test of time. Do you know that I actually looked up what feminism meant the other day? I know. Try not to laugh at me. In the world we live in, particularly with what's going on right now, I'm very accustomed to normal adjectives or nouns that I'm familiar with, morphing into something negative and slanderous. I know I've touched on that idea before. Suddenly, the idea of belonging to or affiliating with any one particular group comes with its own unique slew of insults, derogatory slurs, or undesirable associations. It's the worst form of stereotyping and discrimination I've ever seen. For example, the words liberal or conservative are uttered with a sneer, rather than with the neutrality they should be afforded. Anyway, I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole today. I just wanted to provide a little context. So when I tell you that I had lost the forest through the trees when it comes to feminism, I actually began to think that I wasn't a feminist. I mean, sure, I'm a woman. I'm purportedly a strong woman who stands up for other women. But that's not enough, right? Like, being a feminist means belonging to a club or organizing a march or constantly posting empowering messages geared towards women on social media, right? I mean, yes, but also no. Merriam-Webster defines feminism as follows, quote, the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of the equality of the sexes, end quote. Of course, in true anal retentive fashion, I looked up advocacy, and the same solid source defined that particular concept as follows, quote, public support for or recommendation of a particular cause or policy, end quote. So, using those reliable definitions, I would then state that feminism is public support for women's rights on the basis that women are fundamentally equal to men. Well, duh, of course I do that. Hell, I've even participated in a march or two and posted something rah-rah go women on social media. And yet, feminism has such an ugly connotation today. Or does it? It does when it's wielded like a weapon by the uninformed, ill-informed, and, well, sexist. If you take it outside of the disparaging memes and bitter shouts, feminism is pretty fucking awesome, also pretty fucking basic. So what does that have to do with anyone or anything? Well, there have been times in my life, namely in my last relationship, where I've been the opposite of a powerful woman. I've allowed myself to shrink teeny tiny to act as the less important half of a completely fucked whole. I've been willingly subjugated, and even my grossest and most profound embarrassment and unhappiness didn't push me to change a goddamn thing. I wasn't just passively a non-feminist. In some ways, I was an anti-feminist. I was acting in a way that reinforced very antiquated and absolutely bullshitty shit gender roles. We know this already, though, right? Like, you've maybe read bits and pieces of my story, or at least the healing part. So how does this all tie together? Well, I thought I wasn't a feminist because of what it really means to be a feminist. Then I didn't think I was a feminist because my past behavior made me unworthy of such a label. Then I was afraid to own such a powerful categorization. What are the implications? Does that mean if I fuck up again and find myself in the situation I just described, I'd lose my status? No. Does that mean I have to be at front and center of everything related to feminism? Nope. It does mean I have to do the work as long and as hard as is required to own the role of a feminist. It means I can't be scared to share and use a part of my life as an example for what not to do. It means that this is my platform and anything that fits works. So it means that this is a perfect time to share bits and pieces with you. Not as a test, not as a teaser, but to remind that where I am, I wasn't. Where I want to be, I didn't. What I need, I went without. To reinforce the notion that one must move past her trauma, but not before it teaches. Profoundly. I don't want to revisit to harp and self-condemn. I revisit to recall and grow. I have to look back periodically to remind myself where I never want to be again. It's not a long stop, it's a moment. A breath. A pause. I do it so as to not gloss over, forget, and justify. It's a commitment to worthy, a commitment to feminism, a commitment to self-love, a commitment to healthy relationships, a commitment to happiness, a commitment to endless growth, a commitment to the world I inhabit, a commitment to those who are worthy, whom I love, a commitment to me. So in the spirit of being brave as fuck and making such a stolid commitment, I'm going to share an excerpt every day for the next few days from my book. Just the reflective introductory paragraphs. Each opening paragraph in a chapter is prefaced by a song, hence the musical component I was referring to. So you'll get it all. A little bit of music, a little bit of me, a bit of a bit. Buckle up. Talk to you tomorrow.